Okay, so sometimes I truly sit down with myself and wonder, what is missing out of my life? Because I'm the kind of person where, hey, yo, I'll get myself before anyone else gets me. If I was a person who was, like, shy and reclusive, in the closet, a pessimist, all those kinds of things, then I'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. It makes sense why... Oh, my gosh. It makes sense why I have the things that I say on this podcast. Rambunctious Bombastic Newscast. I'll be in the voice notes. Oh my gosh. It'll make so much sense. But like, if I'm a happy-go-lucky person who wants the best for every motherfucker who I clap eyes on, who's an optimist, who sees a bright side to many different things, who conducts thyself in a way that is progressive and that wants to shift whatever narrative may be happening at the time, forward in a way that's for the betterment of all people around myself. Like, hey, yo, I didn't ask to be born in a family full of narcissists. Like, I just didn't. I didn't ask to be in... That's the thing, too. Like, sometimes, in fact, all the time, I think I truly make the best effort. Like, push come to shove. Some of these 9-to-5s that I've been in, okay. I'm even not expecting to meet my best buddy. I'm at the jobs which I've had. But in the places where, like, I truly made a much effort to enter, to go into, things which are, like, sort of, like, you have to, like, purposely find these places to be in. These actors workshops, these courses that I've done outside of acting. Hell, even universities, like to an extent. And, like, shows and plays and everything else, too. Like, I don't know. Like, of course I'm not expecting everyone to be a carbon copy like myself. Yet, or maybe I'm just feeding on something else. Because, honestly speaking, the things that I resonate with and the things that were available to me from jump, as in, like, where I was born and everything else, not even night and day at this point, at any point. Like, maybe day on the moon and night on Jupiter is, like, girl, really, or night on the, in Andromeda somewhere. It's like, oh, okay. Wow. But my thing is, even having the most casual of conversations, oh, maybe it's just, oh, goodness me. And breathe out. You know, part of me wishes that I truly did. Then again, I wouldn't be where I am today, mentally at least. Then again, do I really have the wherewithal? What the point that I'm trying to make is that, like, maybe if I, as a child, like going all the way back, had the wherewithal to have multiple different faces for each and every situation, maybe I'd be in a different place in life right now. But who the fuck wants to live like that? Hello. Of course, maybe you're not going to talk to your grandmother the same way you talk to your producer, the same way you talk to your children, the same way you talk to your friends or teachers, everything else. But Jesus Christ, as someone who gets paid to pretend for a living, trust and believe, it is the worst part of exhausting, pretending to be someone who you're not in every single aspect of your life. I don't know how people do it. I just don't. I'm the most authentic person of myself. That being said, maybe not. I mean, if the conversation steers that way, I'm not going to hold up my opinions. My opinions are my opinions. If you didn't like it, then oh well, you can possess my body, live my experiences, and come to something else. How about that? Try that then. Like, legit. Hello. And people think that like, my sense of being is up for debate. And it's almost like, no, hun, this cupcake was baked long before X, Y, and Z came in my life, so why do you think that you're going to be the one to crack the nut open for? Like, what do you expect? And that's something which I had to learn too. And granted, maybe I'm not talking to people who have, when I say this experience, I'm not talking about age necessarily, I'm talking about compounding experiences. I've had so many experiences where, like, goodness me, I felt like I aged, like, 10 years in the space of 10 minutes. Just because of being surrounded by such fucking weirdos. Like, and now I sort of have the wherewithal to identify weirdos, I suppose. But, like, I'm not walking around thinking that everyone's, like, a weirdo who's out to kill me. Like, that's not what I'm thinking. But my lived experience has just taught me otherwise. Like, the fact that that your own flesh and blood can want, like, the worst for you, because, like, that's the bullshit poison that have been fed themselves, and they're just, like, trying to pass it all around, like, why? Why? I kind of feel like I've had the life where, like, I've been this cat trying to buy puppies, this kitten's trying to buy puppies, and everyone's trying to get me to bark. And it's almost like, meow, 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 like, what are you talking about? And I'm trying to feed me this bullshit dog food, but I was like, girl, that's not what I want. That won't sustain me. Hello. Like, you don't have, like, basic animal feed. You have, like, cat food, dog food, hamster food, goldfish plates, everything else. Like, every single thing on the planet gets their own nutrients in their own way. Gets fed from different things. Like, it's so strange. Ayo, but not to their credit. That's not the phrase I want to use. But it's like, I don't walk into every situation. In fact, I've never walked into every situation being almost desperate to portray my identity across the entire room so that everyone has a clear understanding of who I am. No, bitch. I mean, if a conversation gets to that level, then that's great. And oftentimes, in fact, most of the time, the people who tend to have the most to say like that tend to have the least amount of depth to them. It's like, oh, okay, like, one conversation is enough. Those kinds of people. You know, so let's circle all the way back. Like, what is missing? I was never, or maybe I should have been. Maybe I should have been, like, just, like, a brat who wanted more parties and more, like, shiny things and more video games and more holidays and more. No, I'm very simple when it comes down to it. Like, truly, ayo, like, but no, I like simple things. Like, I'm a very simple person. Yeah, I mean, goodness me. No, I don't know however I come across. Maybe I come across completely different, but I like to think that I'm a simple person with simple needs and simple wants and dislikes and things like that. And that's it, to be honest with you. But then again, wanting the rainbow when all you see is rain, maybe that's so complex enough that I'm shooting myself in the foot with every step. Who fucking knows? Who knows, who knows, who knows? And you can only socialize and you can only have shared experiences to the extent in which other people in your life at that particular moment in time can or wants to share those experiences. Maybe I'm just giving people too much or too little or something. I don't fucking know. But yeah, we're knee deep into it now. So like, I mean, is there any going back? Is there? That's the thing about an awakening of any kind. Like, once you do awaken, it's like, girl, you just can't get back to sleep. Or if you do, you'll just be miserable. And, like, it's just kind of exhausting. At this point, I'm not expecting, like, my world to be, like, that's the thing. Like how I explained in previous episodes, how the excursions I go into, they do not necessarily transform my physical space. I mean, that's the thing for anyone who goes through things like that. Even on physical holidays, you're still coming back to the same home, right? I truly need to get used to the fact that I fully am now out having experiences which people may not be able to relate to, which I may not be able to be like, oh my god, like, you know when you just want to, like, just somebody who, like, who gets it, like, ugh, oh my gosh, the day I've had, or, oh my gosh, like, you know what I mean, like, not that I complain, but it's like, sometimes you just want to be like, ugh, like, finally, someone like, girl, can you believe that, you know, like, as something that pertains to me and my life, in the way that I want to do things, you know. Like, hell, like, being surrounded by narcissists all the goddamn time, like, sometimes I think, you know what? But then again, why do you want to live a life like that? That's committed to pessimism, to narcissism, to, like, plucking the petals of every flower you fucking see. Why? Then again, people looking at me lopsided and being like, oh, what are you so happy for? Ayo, what lovers are miserable? How do you think that you get to be, no? Here's the misery for you. Oh, it's just the best part of weird, man. The worst part of weird. The weirdest part of weird. Also, life is not only about career. It isn't. Then again, I feel like my problem is, like, I consistently get bombarded with other people's insecurities. I feel like that's it. That's it. It's like, I just want a good time. It's like, hey, yo, maybe not a PG-13, me, I want a PG-13 good time. I want a universal good time. You know? Right? And the amount of effort that I have to commit to even getting a vaguely shared reality with someone seems ridiculous. That goes back to the kind of place that I've been in. But I just feel like I've made the best efforts to really... I've tried to find people and places that are interesting, that will other interesting people, but like, the most mundane, pessimistic people tend to resonate with me. It's like, but then it goes back to, do shared experiences. Like, do I really need to go all the way to the ice skating rink to find someone who's vaguely into ice skating? Can I not just, like, be with my buddies on what resembles a friendship group and be like, you know what, this cool thing's happening in a couple of weeks. Do you want to, like, save up our money and go towards that? And it just seems like maybe I should be a bit more superficial. Maybe I'm giving people too much or too little. I truly don't know. I truly don't. Or maybe I should have done the best part of ignoring whatever was in my physical space. And I should have doubled down on the avenues in which I know I can find people who I can have a shared experience with. Like, I know 1,000% for the fact that you get to the ice skating rink, girl, you're going to find someone who's into ice skating. You are. Sort of thing. But what kind of person is thinking like that? Or maybe I want to be so deathly sure that whatever happened in years gone by is so not for me that I just have to move forward or something. I truly don't know. I feel like my spirit was trying the best part to try and... the best part to try and, like, gather people or gather experiences or gather friends or something. Because for me, especially, I thoroughly do not like the thought of being trapped in a particular world. I've seen the after effects of that, and it is not pretty. It's not. It's not resplendent. It's not rambunctious. It's not. But it's not anything. It's not anything deeply in the moment. But then, it's almost like you're discouraged about thinking about things afterwards. Or I'm, at least. It's almost like I'm discouraged about things. Like, hey, yo, having a relationship or buying a house or, like, having children may be cool there and then. Like, I'm not trying to take that away from anybody. But so far in life, at least, I know for a fact that I have committed myself to things where, like, a day later, a week later, months, years, whatever time spent you want to put on it, I've been grateful for having that experience. And that experience has pushed me further into the person who I want to be. Ultimately, and my happiness overall, I can truly say that. Like, every experience that I've had has been like, wow, okay, well, thank goodness I had that experience, because then I won't be as happy as I am today, truly. And also, I didn't have any, what I like to call, emotional shortening. Like, there are things which inspire deep emotions and spontaneous emotions, even in myself. Like, hey, yo, if y'all think I'm perfect, then that's that's good for me, I guess. But truly, I'm not. Like, but what I do, and what I do, I tend to translate my emotions into avenues which will be beneficial for me in the long term. Being an artist is a great source of that, honestly. Because my memory bank for emotions, for feelings, for trauma, they manifest themselves in beautiful ways, which transforms everyone around me, which is just great. The best part of great. Yeah, the great seems like too less a word, but, like, truly, it's amazing. Just the amount of feeling that I can just, like, just throw against the screen, the canvas, is just, wow. And I've learned that art is not the only avenue for that either. I like sport as well, playing sport. And truth be told, I was not a very sporty person growing up. Though I'm still growing, I feel. This just feels like a spiritual puberty to me, if anything. Maybe we're giving people too much, maybe we're giving people too little. And breathe out. But what is missing out in my life? Like, because I, in my own personal, when I wake up, when I get to sleep, I feel very, very complete. Truly, maybe too complete sort of thing. But the consensus is, it feels like in society at large, they sort of don't want you to have your shit together. Sort of thing. They don't want you to have, like, fully informed opinions that, like, serve the self. They don't want you to, like, to have your finances on fleek. They don't want you to have, like, goals and aspirations and a career and everything like that. Like, it's quite bizarre to me, to be honest with you. Also, I feel like I very much kept my personality as well. Like, of course, as a child, I would have no clue how I'd truly think and feel as a grown-up. and I've learned that grown-ups are simply just adult children. Like, legit. Like, the difference between an adult and a child is a line of credit. Not much else than that, to be honest with you. No. Perhaps you have, like, lived experiences which will inform your future decisions. But aside from those two, like, no, I didn't see much else, to be honest. No. Maybe this is just a deep-pitted separation that is occurring. Maybe there is just a deep-pitted separation that is occurring. And it's like, to what extent can I hold true to my own opinions, my own wants, and likes and dislikes? That's the thing too, like, my sense of being is not up for debate. It just isn't. This cupcake was baked long before. This fruit was on its way to ripen long before. I think the thing might be, I just don't know how full my life should be. Like, how many friends should I have? To what extent should I be up in my family's business? Oh my gosh. Like, to what extent am I supposed to have cohesive conversations about apparent real world issues, like whatever the fuck something is, or politics, or things which will continue to live and die whether I talk about them or not? To what extent am I supposed to be a player? Like, I'm so not having as much dick as I feel like I should have ever had in my entire life. But at the end of the day, literally at the end of the day, is when I wake up and when I go to sleep. But how much of my time should be filled with other people's stories and other people's vibrancy, hobbies and interests, wants and likes and dislikes, you know? Gosh, I mean, I didn't ever commit to any sort of hive mind, any sort of majority rules, therefore by osmosis or by just erasure, your opinions are no longer valid, make me feel like my life is not as full as it needs to be. Right now, at least, when I'm recording this podcast, I'm not in a state of glass being half empty and not half full. Like, I think, like, it's been thrown against the wall and abused so many times, it's almost like, now I just siphon water straight from the tap. Also, I tend to linger on things a lot, especially when it comes to art, because the things that I just observe are so deep-pitted and so, like, so trans-dimensional. It's just amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Of course, I'm going into depth with, God is me, we did tune into Rambunctious Bombastic Newscast. I'll be in the voice notes. And breathe out. But aside from all of what I've said, a shared experience could literally just be like getting a burger when you're wasted. Things like that. You know. Yes, I want, like, the ice skating and the lacrosse and the rock climbing and the cruises. But get yourself a girl, a guy, who can do both. Like, whether given a medium-sized pizza or a steak tartare, like, I'm good. You know? Actually, I'm good either way. But you'd be hard-pressed to find a pizza person and a steak tartare person in the same, city, no less. Never mind the same street, the same town, the same whatever, you know? But knowing deeply, or as deep as my psyche and my spirit allows at this moment in time, to deeply know how the world truly works, it's kind of unfortunate that I have to sort of narrowly specify the places where I want to go into, because I need to focus on my own individual happiness, and I get to be in a situation where I truly could just, like, let my hair down and allow the room to take care of that for me. Maybe I've been in the wrong spaces, the wrong places. Maybe I've been talking to the wrong people. But at the same time, like, I'm not walking into every room thinking that, oh, wow, these are going to be narcissists today. Like, you know, like, I'm just not thinking that. And to what extent can I commit myself to the moment? And to what extent can I push myself forwards into the moments that I truly crave and desire? And on closing now, it's just a shame that my happiness, and that's the thing too, like, I don't know if people are just bored, like, they find something to do, like, I don't know about that, or if they're generally feeling like they're trying to help others, or that I walk into rooms not expecting everyone to give a shit about what I do outside of it, and getting confused that they see me so narrowly. You know? But then, is it not up to... Do you ask questions about people? Like, us? Like, isn't that not, like, a conversation that people have about each other? Or people just... Or is it just the thing to take people at face value and allow them to reveal themselves slowly and surely to you or something? Ugh. I don't know. But in my own digital living, when I wake up and when I go to sleep, I'm great. And truly, I'm fantastic. Or maybe I'm just that one goldfish that has a true gasp for air once or twice. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what it would be like just for a little bit.
Hey there, Rockstar.
Thank you so very much for tuning into this podisode of Rambunctious Bombastic Newscast.
I'll be in the voice notes.
I've been your host, Ruben Witter, and I'll speak to you again next time, soon.
Bye! Mwah.